Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters. Welcome to Secure Your Life. Happy Tuesday. It is Tough Talk Tuesday brought to you by Secure Your Life. We have a great show for you today. We're going to talk about Think Like a Woman, Manage Your Money Like a Man. That's right. It is Tough Talk Tuesday, and we're going to be proactive about helping you become financially savvy and set. And today's topic is about Think Like a Woman, Manage Your Money Like a Man. Right after our disclaimer is played, we're going to jump right into our topic for today. I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. If you'd like to join us in the chat room is open. You can also listen to us live or join us live on the phone. And the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We will come right back with our great topic for today, which is Think Like a Woman, Manage Your Money Like a Man.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinion of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back and we are talking about how to think like a woman but manage your money like a man. So, how to unleash the inner alpha female, take control of your finances, and prepare yourself for a comfortable future. That is what we're talking about today. And our word for the month is financially proactive. So we're going to be teaching you some great tips on exactly that. The financial gender gap. When it comes to finances, women often end up with the short end of the stick, whether the issue is salary, investing, big ticket purchases, or just family finances. Women often are taken advantage of. And it's strange that that does happen, but it does. Women find themselves paying higher fees for products and services, earning less than their male counterparts, and unable to support themselves through retirement. Let's take the salary, for example. According to sociologists, women earnings are currently about 78% of men, yet females own just about 36% as much wealth as males. Single black and Hispanic women own a penny of the worth for every dollar owned by men in their race. And they own a fraction of a penny compared to white men. This is because the racial inequalities are entangled with the gender. Unless gender wealth gaps close, the racial wealth gaps cannot close either. The fact that women live an average of 5 years longer than men, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, and spend around 13 fewer years than males in the paid workforce, according to the Women Institute for Securing Retirement, this is what creates the financial pressure in the long run. The General Account Assembly Office reports that 12% of women over the age of 65 are living in poverty, compared to only 7% of men. The numbers increase from 21% for divorced women and 15% for widows. This is completely amazing when you really think about it. So how do we deal with this particular situation? How can women unleash the inner alpha female? Well, we're going to talk about that and give you a chance to comment. If you just joined us, you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday, brought to you by Secure Your Life. And our topic for today is Think Like a Woman, but Manage Your Money Like a Man. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. That is area code 347-884-9343. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, our chat room is open. I am taking your comments and or questions there, as well as you can join us on the phone as well. I'll take your comments and questions. We are also on Facebook, and we are tweeting this morning as well. Now, if you want to learn about how to unleash your inner alpha female and learn how to be a great negotiator, if you are unable to negotiate on your own behalf or assert yourself financially, it is time for you to tap into that alpha female and meet this challenge head on. Here are 5 tips on how you can accomplish that goal. Don't be afraid of being labeled as aggressive or a bitch when it comes to financially negotiations and making decisions. Whether you're dealing with your spouse, a financial planner, or an overzealous salesperson, women are so quick to back down, and they always follow the advice of others and make money-related decisions that are not always in their best interest. Well, if you're a woman that wants to unleash that inner alpha female personality without the worry of what other people might think about you, then you need to fasten your seatbelt, Being bold, audacious, and unapologetic about what you want does not make you a bitch. It makes you a woman that makes decisions, and you know exactly what you want. To become this woman, the first step is to remove all of your emotional baggage and understand that you need to negotiate properly. Get rid of those words like I want, I need. It's for me. Negotiation is not personal. You need to remain focused on the service and product in question. Negotiating a contract or salary, if you're up against resistance, you should use phrases like this. Let's talk about the value that your company will get from the service and how we can best negotiate a mutually beneficial contract. Or I am interested in the position, and obviously your company is interested in me. Let's discuss an agreement that is appropriate for the salary that is appropriate for this position. Be sure to point out the value that the firm will be getting in return for the desired salary level by discussing your experience, education, past accomplishments, and other highlights. Remember that if you made it to this point, whether you're negotiating your salary, the employer wants you. Take advantage of that fact. Now, that's where you really need to take a look at. You need to take advantage of the fact that if you're negotiating a salary for a higher position, remember, the company wants you. Own that. Make sure that you are bold and audacious about your value, because obviously they're finding you valuable, so you need to get paid for the value in which you're giving that company. If you just joined us, we'd like to welcome you to Tough Talk Tuesday, brought to you by Secure Your Life. Today we are talking about think like a woman but manage your money like a man. We're going to go on to some other facts. This is fact number two. Come to the table having done your homework, whether you are buying a car, negotiating a salary, or hiring a contractor. Women can enhance their financial status by simply saving money through smart negotiation. Buying a vehicle, saving for retirement, or negotiating with a home remodeling contractor doesn't have to be a daunting situation if you come prepared. That's what's most important, being prepared. Let's take if you're buying a car, for example. Figure out how much you can afford by taking the time to really look at what your annual income salary is. If you roughly make about $65,000, then you need to really look at how much you're going to allocate for your vehicle. By allocating 10% to your car note, and we'll say roughly about $542 per month, the total of the car, including insurance and fuel, will take up about 12% or 15% of your income. Now, if you would like more information, you need to come into the car dealership knowing exactly how much the car that you're looking at is worth. You can do that by searching at the Kelley Blue Book online by going to www.kbb.com. And you can use that in the Edwards.com by using their calculator to figure out exactly what you can afford, the down payment, the interest and fees, and your monthly payment. By using this, you can break down those numbers, go online, and go into the dealership knowing exactly what you can afford and exactly what you want. Come face-to-face with the salesperson, knowing exactly your power of negotiation and walking away empowered and right on time. This is how you are taking a proactive approach when it comes to negotiating for that new car. Now, fact number three, using a natural decision-making and problem-solving skills to your advantage. This is very important, because historically, male and female roles contribute to those negative financial statistics. Through self-empowerment and education, women can learn how to become more confident in just about any financial situation. Whether you have to be embracing strength and connecting with those of you who understand the financial aspects of your life. Start by looking at the problem and be smart about your investment. When you do this, you actually are going to be ahead of the game. If you find yourself without the knowledge and you find yourself that you are wavering in those areas, seek out financial help by connecting with an expert in those situations prior to even going into the negotiation process. The more that you arm yourself with education ahead of time, the better negotiator and problem solver you will be. This is where you will always be ahead of the game. Asking for someone's help does not make you less. It actually makes you more. When you arm yourself with the information ahead of time, no one can help or make you waver on your decision. And this is where women usually always find themselves having problems. Make sure that you tap into your natural ability to make decisions and solve problems. You naturally have this, ladies, so why don't you take advantage of those facts? Okay, fact number four. When in doubt, consider financial advice and give your children this advice as well. By giving your children an even better financial situation, you are arming yourself and your future. Think about what's most important thing and the things and values that you would like to transfer to your children when it comes to money. Why don't you learn to walk the talk that you talk? Make your life a living example of what you would like to pass on to your children. By earning more, you will learn to push your money worth further. And this is what your male counterparts have always learned ahead of time. Come up with your own answers by following them. We tell our children to save about 25% for a rainy day, but we spend about 125% of our own paycheck. Now, what's wrong with that? We need to walk the talk that we talk. We actually need to learn to put aside this money and make sure that we are taking advantage of all of our earning potential. Do not rack up more bills than you have cash available. Do not use your credit card as a spending cycle running the rat race, because when you do that, you're always going to end up behind the eight ball and always on the losing streak. Make sure that you are saving about 25% of your income for your rainy day fund or emergency fund. This is always going to help you become financially proactive and financially savvy. Advocate for yourself just as you would for others. This is our fifth tip. You must advocate for yourself, just like you would for others. Awakening that alpha female by discussing financial issues with your spouse or partner, educating yourself before purchasing a car, a home, or any other big-ticket items, and learning as much as you can about investment and retirement. To get to this point, you are going to have to engage yourself in conversation and engross yourself in the situation, not just standing on the sidelines. If you're bringing up financial topics with your spouse and you're uncomfortable about it, then you need to get away from the emotion and stick to your guns. Understand that this is where you, as the partner, the wife, the friend, or whomever you are in the particular situation, do understand that you have just as much at stake as the other person. And you must wager the high percentage of what your male counterparts may already know. And if you are the spouse that is left in case of death and you don't know these issues, you will always be in the position of having to do more with less. If you arm yourself with education and talk these issues beforehand, you and your partner will become financially savvy, financially solvent, and it will work out much better. Avoid the trap of advocating on the behalf of others. Demand to be included in meetings with financial planners and investors, professionals. Ask questions and give your input when it comes to the purchase of big ticket items. Develop your own vision for wealth and retirement. Use resources such as the Women Institute for Securing Retirement, and you can find out information about them by going to www.wiserwomen.org. That is www.wiserwomen.org. Or you can go to the Women Institute Financial Education, and you can find that website by going to www.wife.org. Again, that is www.wife.org. This information will help you and help you gain the vision, ask the appropriate questions concerning you and your spouse. For example, if you see that 70% of your portfolio comprises of equities and uninsured, and you're unsure about how and this racks up for you, you need to have someone to explain these things to you. What exactly is a financial portfolio? What does it mean to be to have your portfolio balanced? Educate yourself to the point of where you can actually have a meaningful conversation with your spouse. By doing this, all you need to do is contact the financial advisor. Have them educate you just as if they would your husband or your male counterpart. This is their job. You need to exercise your right to be educated when it comes to situations like that. We want you to be on the winning side of negotiating your money like a man, becoming completely proactive when it comes to your financial situation. We also want you to be armed with setting aside portions of your income for your benefit. Just because you are married does not mean that all of the income needs to be handled by your spouse. Make sure that you have a clear understanding about your insurance policies, because if you don't know what's going on and you are the surviving spouse, you are going to be the one that ends up on the short end of the stick. Make sure that you and your spouse are covered properly and that you have the right type of insurance policies that will cover you and your children just in case your spouse succeeds you in death. You want to make sure that you have the proper policy. And the reason that is because if you only have a certain amount for death insurance and it only covers your burial or it barely covers your burial, then you're going to wind up with a huge bill. You need to make sure that your policy will cover any incidentals, not just the burial. If there is any bills left from your spouse, you want to make sure that you all have enough money set aside to cover that. Also, in your emergency fund, you need to make sure that you both have access to this and that you do not dip into the emergency fund for any other reason other than an emergency. This is not a fund in which you take money out for frivolous things. Your emergency fund is exactly just that. You need to make sure that you understand what's going on in all financial matters. When it comes to your investments, you and your partner must be on equal ground understanding fully what those policies, what your portfolio says, because it is tantamountly important just in case either one of you become incapacitated. You must also set aside information where you have an attorney available and you have set forth the responsibility of making sure that you have set an estate planning with your children in mind. Preparing for your loved ones is important. We always plan for our babies' college, taking a vacation, or even buying a home. But that is always at the top of our list. But we never put the planning together for the end of life. Although we really do not want to talk about those things, but making sure that you have the proper life insurance to pay off those debts, make sure that your homes are paid for just in case something happens, making sure that your children's education is taken care of, that is tantamount. Get with a financial professional. Get with an attorney that specializes in estate planning. Will help your family tenfold. And make sure that your spouse involves you in the planning process. You must think like a woman, but you must know how to manage your money like a man. Select guardianship when it comes to the care of your children. And make sure that both of you all have a say in this. And also make sure that you all have financially prepared yourself and the guardian for what will happen if you all have an untimely death. Sometimes looking at the people around you who will be taking care of your children and raising them if you are not there, you need to make sure that you have a trustee and an executor of your estate. And who is going to manage your children's finances, the checkbook, or any other things at the dictate of your will? Putting a will together is very important when it comes to estate planning. Get organized and make sure that you designate beneficiaries on your savings account and any other assets that you have. And make sure that it is outlined in the will, that is well personalized, and organize. Prepare a written summary of exactly how you want things to be taken care of. Make sure that you have a safety deposit box and include all important documents in there. Make sure that you have your homeowner's insurance, your securities, and any retirement account statements also inside the safety deposit box. Pay attention to your state tax structure. Estate tax is imposed on a transfer of property at your death. Currently, only estate of lifetime gifts exceeding $1 million are taxed. So if you want information on that, being financially proactive and making sure that you are managing your money just like your spouse would, you need to go to www.irs.gov. We have had a fabulous show. I want to thank all of you all for joining me for another Tough Talk Tuesday, where we talked about how you can think like a woman but manage your money like a man. Make sure that you are staying on top of your finances. Also, remember that our word for the month is being financially proactive. So until tomorrow, where we have another great show, and until next week, where I will meet you right back here for another Tough Talk Tuesday, have a great day.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Join us tomorrow for another great show on Secure Your Life, where we are always financially proactive, helping you take your finance to the next level. Have a great day. And join us for another great show.
Well, I think it's bad.